Ever felt like your health's decline? Is it just part of getting old? Today on 101.5 FM, we're joined by Dr. Nellam, GP and health rebel, and Ronette, life coach and mindset mentor, the duo behind Whole Food Revolution. Together, they're helping women 40 plus combine science, lifestyle and mindset to reclaim their energy, health and joy. If you've ever tried everything and still don't feel right, stay with us. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And welcome to 101.5 FM. Dr. Nellam, if I could start with you. You are a GP and a lifestyle coach, and you are right behind the Whole Food Revolution. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Whole Food Revolution exists so that we can help women to reclaim their power, to rediscover their peace, and to realize that midlife can be the happiest, healthiest, and most fulfilling chapter of their lives. We have three pillars that we feel is very important, which is the science, lifestyle, and mindset. And mindset is
Ronette. Yes, and Ronette, tell us a little bit about your side of it, because that's where you fit into the mindset most successfully, I believe.
Exactly. We think that the image of this midlife and the nasty name menopause is something we would like to change. We want women to believe and understand that they are stepping into the Wonder Woman stage in their life.
Absolutely.
And we want them to realize that it's a wisdom stage.
Okay.
It's a wisdom stage. It's you have wisdom in the wrinkles. So instead of trying to get rid of them, mm-hmm. we're trying to embrace them. And okay. we can do that.
Okay. Now, the core physiology, let's dig a little bit deeper into that. And who do I look at for
yes,
that one?
Yes, I think the Nellam. Core. Yes. So the core physiology, the science of this, really is about insulin resistance and metabolic health.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want me to talk a little bit about insulin?
Oh absolutely, yes. It's very important.
It is incredibly important. And insulin is the most important metabolic hormone, and it's released by the pancreas. And its main job, it has many jobs, its main job is to keep blood sugar levels under control.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosemary, one of the most important things to realize about this is that anything more than one teaspoon of sugar in the blood is incredibly toxic in the body. One teaspoon. And
yes.
insulin's job is to keep levels under that. But because of the way we eat in Australia, the standard Australian diet
mm-hmm.
is, you know, are recommended to eat five times a day. And if you think about what we eat, it's nearly always things like starches and sugars. And so every 2.5 to 3 hours, we are. And also the other thing is any carb, starch, whether it's sweet or not, is broken down into sugar
yes.
in the blood. So whether it's a potato or a chocolate, the body doesn't know the difference. So every 2.5 to 3 hours, here you go again, there's increase in carbs, insulin comes out, and over time, because of this persistently raised insulin, the body becomes resistant to insulin and therefore over time can't keep these blood sugar levels under control. And that is one of the root causes of all chronic disease, all non-infectious chronic disease. And I think understanding that really revolutionizes how we approach health and well-being.
So you're saying that to cut down the sugars, and we all appreciate that we must do this, tell us a little bit about, Nellam, how we can get rid of some of those.
Yes. So at Whole Food Revolution, we don't talk about cutting down anything.
Okay.
We always start with adding in
okay.
because where we really fall on our faces really is the fact that we don't have enough protein. And I think we have to prioritize protein. If we prioritize protein with every meal, because protein, it naturally then reduces the amount of carbohydrates and sugars that you have. So the protein, by having enough, it fills you up. It keeps your blood sugar stable. You're not hungry and hangry and angry and irritable. And, you have reduced risks of, grazing and snacking. It helps with mood and anxiety and sleep. So there's so many positives. So at Whole Food Revolution, we don't talk about cutting out. Anything. We talk about whole food, real food, mm-hmm. and then prioritizing protein. Okay. And then with that comes reducing the carbs, because it's much easier to do it that way.
Okay. Now, I'm just thinking, because we've got Ronette sitting here listening to all of this, I'm going to come back to you, Nellum. Tell us a little bit about how come you've become involved in this beautiful way of eating that keeps us fit and healthy.
I was a healthy eater from a very early stage. Well, my daughter was very sick when she was a baby, and then we were introduced into eating differently, and mm-hmm. she healed and was perfect. When I reached menopause, it just didn't work. It simply didn't work. So I tried many, many different diets, and it was like, it just didn't work. And I even went to my doctor, and he said to me, if everyone ate exactly like you, we wouldn't have any illness in the world. But still, I just gained weight. And then my sister, who lives overseas, she said to me, why won't you just try the ketogenic diet? Because she herself lost about 60 kilos.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, whoa.
Yes.
So I started, and the most wonderful, wonderful bit about it was that you're not hungry.
Yes, yes.
Just not hungry. And it was like such a new thing. And I was so scared, by the way, because she kept telling me, you just eat butter and camembert and steak. And I was like, ooh, it's like I would eat it and feel like, oh my God, what am I doing to myself? It's like, oh, we had a joke saying that whenever you eat cheese, you'd say, oops, I just clogged my arteries. So, and I've lost 17 kilos. Wow. And I felt great. And Nellum and I were friends before.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nellum basically asked me to join
Little revolution, really.
Yes. I think it's because Nellum was doing this a little bit before that, and mm-hmm. she realized that knowledge is not enough. No. Knowledge is not enough. Everyone can read a book, everyone can go and find the information, but people just can't do it because they do not address the emotional side of it, which is a big part of it. And the second thing is that they don't have tools to change their lifestyle. Yeah. It's like it's a lifestyle. We're not offering a diet.
No.
We're offering a change of lifestyle. It's almost like we want people to change the way they treat their own body.
And the way they think.
Yes.
The way they think,
it's so big. And another thing that was really, really meaningful, Nellum was talking about insulin, which was really, really a big part. And the emotional side, the big part is in fact, stress.
Yes.
And we've reached a point in our society that talking about stress is like, everyone, do you breathe? You're stressful.
Yes.
It's almost like the same talking about breathing. And which is not true, because it's cortisol, and cortisol does so much damage. And the reason the cortisol goes up, it's because of the way we think about what is happening to us in life. Not what happens, but what we think
is going
about
to happen.
What happened.
Yes, absolutely.
About what happens, how we perceive what happened or what is going to happen. So we address that topic big time,
mm-hmm.
and it does magic to people because we don't have a section in our in us that says, oh, this is the science, this is the body, this is the mind. No, it is one thing. So when we treat it as one thing, it's much easier for people to learn to manage their own body, because we cannot do anything to other people.
No.
They need to do it themselves.
Yep.
And yep. they understand it. It's like, it's no more, I go to a doctor, he'll give me a pill, and then it's going to go away.
Now, thank you so much for that, because it just resonates with everyone. When it's said clearly, as you've done that, you know that that's what we should be doing. Now, Dr. Nellam, you've been a GP for over 20 years. Yep. You would have seen a lot of people come in and talk to you about their health.
Yes.
Obviously, about their weight, I should say.
Yes.
So what sort of led you on this wonderful little health journey?
25 years as a GP, Rosemary. And yes, I've treated women in all stages of life with all kinds of conditions. And a lot of women do come and talk to me about weight. And particularly over 40, it's as if you can never lose weight. And I've been trained as an allopathic GP, a doctor, you know, Western doctors, that's how we're trained. And I said to them everything that I knew to say, but it was only in my own health journey as I approached my late 40s and early 50s and I was struggling despite doing everything I thought was right, everything that I had been taught as a doctor, everything that I advised my patients to do. And I realized that my knowledge wasn't enough to help me. So that meant I had to find a different way. And that's when I had to dive deep into the science and learn about this insulin resistance, metabolic health that doctors are not taught about. But that learning of it completely changed my health and my outlook into how I practice medicine. So, and then that is what, because it made such a difference. All the things that I struggled with, within 3 months, most of them disappeared. And I realized that women who were coming to see me, they were all like me. We all struggled more or less with the same problems. Mm. So if I could teach them what I had experienced or share with them what I could experience, maybe things will improve. And so then I started teaching the science, realized after a while that wasn't enough. My patients needed practical strategies. So that's where the lifestyle came in. But after about a year, I realized that is not enough. I needed some way of, the behavior change. How do you get to that? And that's when Runeet stepped in. Or we joined forces, because really, I think this whole food revolution stands on three pillars, and that's the science, lifestyle and mindset.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Now, we did speak to Ronette about all of that. Now, give us a little window of this, the science behind all of this, and we know there are the three pillars. What would make it a whole lot easier for somebody listening to us right now to make their mind start thinking the way that it ought to think in regards to their health, all over health?
Okay, so I think it's firstly to say that it's not complicated,
no.
That this is simple, that we are really getting back to basics, mm-hmm. really. And eating, so that our food principles really are eat whole food. Mm-hmm. So really try really hard to eat food that you can recognize as growing in nature, animal foods or plant foods, okay? Prioritize protein with every meal.
Yeah.
That then will reduce your intake of carbs, and then eat healthy fat. Now, yes. That might sound like an oxymoron, but it isn't. There are healthy fats.
Yes.
And then all the other things that surround it, you know, sleep, managing stress, movement, connection, sunlight, purpose, gut, you know, all of these things are important.
Mm.
But we tend to start with food because I think people may find that is that they are in control of that a little bit better. Okay. Well, they have a little bit more control over that.
I would like to add a thought about what we would like people to think.
Good.
It's, we want them to understand that their body is superior. The body is amazing. It is designed to heal itself. What we just need to do is stop disturbing it doing its job.
Yes.
And I think that's a main thing. It's what we're talking about is you are the healer. Your body can heal. The things that we're talking about is what disturbs the body from doing its job.
Mm-hmm.
So if you eat fake food, it's not, I mean, people say processed food. It's a nice name. Because it's not processed food. It's fake food. And the body knows it's fake. He works so hard to get rid of what's in there. And this goes back into your body is a temple. You cherish this temple. This is the vehicle you have to navigate this life. That's it. You have one car. That's it. You either take care of this car or it's not gonna
goes to the tip.
Yes.
So that's what we want people to understand. We're not adding things. We're actually disturbing the body from doing what it is designed to do.
Wow. And that would come back to Ronette, the mindset and the emotional well-being, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the thing is this, it's if you live in a state of being grateful for what you have, cortisol goes down. If you live in a state where you focus on the good things, on the simple things, it's like, you know, people think, oh, I need to do this to feel good. I need money. No, you don't need money. You need to be. It's like people want to be. I want to be slim. I want to be this. I want to be that. No. All you need is to learn to be. Just be. And be kind. That's what we need. We need to be kind. And this is something that's very important in our programs. Be kind to yourself.
Yes.
And if you're kind to yourself, then okay, then you ate a cake. Nothing's bad going to happen. What you feel about eating the cake is going to do more damage than the cake itself.
There you go. And you've denied yourself that little pleasure.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
So let's not do that. And ladies, why specifically women over 40? Why, you know?
Because the thing is that these women have struggled for such a long time over the years. I mean, being over 40, if you talk to women, there's been one diet after the other, and they're frustrated. And it's not because they lack willpower or they lack effort. It's that they've been given, we've been given outdated and oversimplified advice that doesn't now suit women in their 40s because women's biology is changing. So this, and there is so much, and as Ronit said, we really believe in the superpower of women over 40. And we think that this could be the best, this is the best time in their lives. And why not empower them to get to there, you know?
Yeah, they have a bad menopause or premenopause, all this period in women's life
and above.
Has a bad reputation.
Yes.
It's such a bad reputation. So we think that women believe the reputation. And it's a bad reputation. It's actually not true. We're going through change, and change is not scary because every growth requires change. So welcome change. It's not, it's something that we need to get up in the morning and say, hey, wonderful, I have a wrinkle in here. It's great, it's wonderful. Instead of being afraid of change, we need to embrace the change because nothing grows without that.
Point taken, I'm thinking. Now, ladies, what would be a practical takeaway for listeners right now? And then let's get on to where we can do that call to action, hey?
Okay.
So a takeaway now, if a woman's feeling stuck right as she's listening to this podcast, what can we tell her?
All right. Firstly, well, do you want to start, Ronit?
The first thing we want to say to her is work on your mind. And when I say work on your mind, I mean practice mindfulness, get support, surround yourself with people that make you feel good about yourself, and make sure that you take time off, break, and when you look in the mirror, tell yourself, I'm awesome, I'm gorgeous, and it doesn't matter how I look from the outside. Yes. And when that happens, the outside will change.
And from a practical point of view, just starting, maybe if they're sitting in the morning thinking, what am I going to eat? You know, just to have, so prioritizing protein, having a breakfast that is high in protein will be a really practical place to start this lifestyle.
Yes.
And then you just carry on from there.
Yeah. Now, ladies, I'm thinking, hearing all of this, and yes, we should all do what you're saying. And I think in a lot of instances, 90% of us would, but it's that 10% that trips you up, isn't it? That last little bit to just get you over the hurdle. So with what you guys are teaching, how do we go about that? How do we become involved in that?
So the first thing would be to visit us on our website, and because there is people can book in for a complimentary discovery call with me.
Yeah.
So that is that they can find the details on our website. Mm-hmm. And then during that half an hour, I will talk to people about what their challenges are, what their goals are, and then, you know, kind of discuss how maybe we can help, Whole Food Revolution can help them on that journey. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we offer courses, we offer masterclasses and programs.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yes.
Lovely.
So then that, because, you know, not everything suits everybody, so it depends on the individual,
of course,
and how that would look would depend on what their needs are, because it is, we do try and individualize it.
Yes, absolutely.
So we have online courses, which mean someone can purchase a course and then they do it in their own time.
Yep.
And also we have courses that we run, so people basically can do it from everywhere they are. It's a one full day of Zoom sessions that they can be at home, and we're running a program we have two programs that we do that way. Mm-hmm. They are very, very meaningful. People get a lot from it. It's usually small groups and very, very individualized.
Yeah.
And people basically change their life just doing those courses.
Okay. Now, give me the website that they should be getting onto. I don't know that I've got that here.
Okay, so it's www.wholefoodrevolution.com.au.
Yes.
Okay. And you can find us on Facebook, mm-hmm, and on Instagram. We've got a brand new Instagram account. Good. We also have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We just talk about whatever comes to mind.
That'd be good.
Whole Food Revolution, yeah.
Yeah, this and, one has a lot of videos there.
Yes, just they're just fun, and we just, you know, yeah. So
they can go and we have a page, a Facebook page. It's about Whole Food Community. It's Whole Food Revolution Community. And so they can find us there. Yeah. This one is a very interactive page where we post a lot of stuff, and we have our community is involved
Talk
with
to
us.
You a bit, yeah. Baby.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is lovely, because I mean you've said some amazing things here this morning, but you just need to now, if you've piqued my interest, let's hope it's done the same for a lot of others. And where do I go from here? So that's what I wanted to get done. Ladies, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us this morning. We've gone a good and long time, but I think it was really important to do that. And we've been reminded that our health is our right, for goodness sake, and it's ours to claim. I mean, crazy if we don't do that. If today's chat has struck a chord with you, check out the Whole Food Renovation.
Revolution.
I beg your pardon. Dr. Nellum and Ronti, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this revolution. And let me just say, 101.5 FM enjoyed this podcast very much today. And listeners, welcome to the revolution. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.